Photoshop Wednesday number 19. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a tech podcast network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. The Tech Podcast Network uses GoToMeeting to conduct online business meetings and training. But did you know GoToMeeting is the easiest way for an organization to conduct online business meetings? I asked Andy McCaskey from Slashdot Review what he likes best about GoToMeeting.
I like the way you can give someone control of your desktop to make an editing change.
Sound too good to be true? Try GoToMeeting free for yourself for 30 full days. You don't need a credit card. Just visit gotomeeting.com/techroundtable. Let's continue working with the text tool. Push the letter T on your keyboard to select the text tool in the tool palette. In this episode, we'll be dealing with alignment and paragraphs. Now, if you move out onto the canvas with the text tool and click, you get a flashing text insertion point. Now, as you begin to type some text, you'll notice that it moves out to the right from the original text insertion point. That's because Adobe's Photoshop default setting on paragraph alignment is left. Now notice how the text moves around the original text entry point as we change its alignment. So with the text tool, go ahead and select the text that you've typed, move up into the options panel, and go ahead and select center and right alignment. And you'll notice that the text moves left and right and centered based on the original text entry point. And remember, you can always set your palettes back to default in the upper right hand corner, right facing arrow, all the way down to the bottom of the list, and select Reset, Paragraph, or Character. So let's go ahead and walk through the settings inside of the Paragraphs tab. And for this demonstration, you'll need at least 2 paragraphs of information. So at this point, you can press and drag out a bounding box where your paragraphs will be placed, and either type in the information or paste the information in from the clipboard. Now beware of the small plus sign that may display in the bottom right-hand anchor point of this text box to alert you of text overflow. Once you're finished entering this text, go ahead and hit Command or Alt A to select all of the text inside of this text box. So remember, when editing text, only the selected text will be modified. Now, if you decide you don't like the size of this text box, you can always grab a hold of a handle, press and drag, and resize the text box, and the text will reflow itself inside of this area. Now, probably the easiest way to figure out all the settings inside of this paragraph tab is just to try everyone out and visually watch how the text changes. You have left, center, and right justifications, justified left last, justified last centered, and justified last right. And this is dealing with the last line of the selected paragraph. And then you have full justify and justified all. Now the next element allows you to set the margin for the left-hand side. The next item allows you to set the margin for the right-hand side. Now remember, pressing and dragging left and right on the graphic will dynamically increase or decrease this measurement. The next item is first line indent, which allows you to push the first line of the paragraph in or out. And the last two items allow you to increase or decrease space after or before a paragraph. Down at the bottom, you have the ability to turn hyphenation off or on. And if you really want to get into the nuts and bolts of all this, in the upper right-hand corner of the paragraph palette, select the right-facing arrow and select hyphenation or justification. Here you can get into some dialog boxes that can really fine-tune how your paragraph is laid out. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video formats at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.